This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf this Halloween, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Don't forget, coming up at 9:15, Jim Nantz from CBS Sports will join us. Also, should let you know, before the show is done, there's about an hour left, roughly, we will give away two $100 gift cards to Metropolitan Hospitality Group, and we have two pair of tickets to Metallica's M72 tour.
Ooh.
We will give those away toward the end of the show.
We should do horror movie trivia.
Nice.
I was going to say the movie based on the theme.
Can EB be their lifeline?
I mean, he can be. Sure.
No, you wouldn't want me.
Could be.
You wouldn't want me.
I can't believe you didn't know Chucky.
Let's get into it.
I've heard Chucky.
We'll do an abbreviated Junkies Blitz here, brought to you by Offenbachers. Visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis for a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture as well.
So real quick, I wanted to see where our audience is voting on the Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland Made, Super Smooth, Love Throughout the DMV. Do you care to guess? The question was, are you worried about a Commander's letdown against the Giants?
Well, I know earlier you said it was like 50-50.
I'm going to guess 73% not worried.
That's Jason, do you care to guess?
58% not worried.
I mean, EB actually listens.
Mm-hmm.
Still right around 50-50.
Okay.
Really? 49% say that they are worried. Really? 51% not worried.
All
pretty
right.
much down the middle. So I actually wanted to bring up this rankings by Cody Benjamin.
Mm-hmm.
He ranks the quarterbacks in the NFL every week. I think he does it every week. So this week, just going to start with the bottom. He's got Mason Rudolph 32nd. He's taken over in Tennessee. Andy Dalton 31st. Now he's not even going to start.
Mm-hmm.
Gardner Minshew 30th. Daniel Jones 29th. Aaron Rodgers, 28th. So that's the bottom five.
Man, wow.
New York's how bad Aaron Rodgers is. Malik Willis is ranked above Aaron Rodgers.
That's crazy.
Jacoby Brissett.
Sample size that Willis has played, he's been effective. He's been good.
Jacoby Brissett ranked above Aaron Rodgers. Mm. Jameis Winston ranked above Aaron Rodgers.
Oh.
But let's see where one Jaden Daniels is ranked.
I think you're going to have to go way higher on the list.
I'll start at number one. I think it's pretty obvious who's the number one quarterback in the NFL so far this season.
Probably Josh Allen is number one.
He's number
one.
Two. It's All Lamar right. Jackson.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson's on pace for over 1,000 yards rushing.
Yep.
He's already up to 19 scores, and he has just two interceptions
on the
season.
And now they add Deontay Johnson to the mix. Mm-hmm. Give him another weapon. Like it.
Josh Allen is two.
Do I play Deontay Johnson? Or are they going to kind of ease him in? Valdez, talk to me.
I think wait a week. I think pump the brakes on that.
Are they
going to
kind of ease him in?
yes. They're notorious to do that.
What, easing him in?
Yeah. Right.
So number three
usually
is not.
You don't throw him to the wolves.
Jaden Daniels. Do you care to guess who's behind? Traditionally, you would have Patrick Mahomes up there.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes isn't, based on him leading the league in interceptions, more interceptions than touchdowns. Mm-hmm. So it's Lamar one, Josh Allen two. Who's number three?
Number three on that list.
It's probably, hold on, it's not Hurts, probably. Goff?
Jared Goff.
All right, where's Hurts?
Hurts is way down the list, but number four is really? Jaden Daniels.
Like it.
Do you think Jaden Daniels is already a top five quarterback in the league?
Yes.
If he's healthy, yes. He's not in terms of, he's not as prolific passing-wise with touchdowns and things like that. But, I mean, I think he's amazing.
But he's going to rush for 1,000 yards.
So that means he's better. He's on. He's higher.
I don't think
than,
he's on pace for 1,000. He's on close. Pace for like 900.
Okay. 900. He's going to, whatever he
he'll
passes
be, he'll be
for,
close.
He's going to pile on another 900 rushing yards and, I don't know, 7 or 8 rushing touchdowns, maybe more.
I mean, I think he's incredible, but I just don't think he's going to put up the kind of numbers to maybe put him in that.
So if you want to chime in, 800.
This Cody Benjamin's list has Jaden Daniels higher. Significantly mm-hmm. higher than a guy who's won 3 Super Bowls.
Right.
Yes. Well, it's based on the performance this year. I mean,
I know.
I actually think he's got Patrick Mahomes number 10 and kind of he's being kind to Patrick mm-hmm. Mahomes based on reputation.
Yeah, I understand it's a weekly power ranking, but that's how well he's played.
800-636-1067. Is Jaden Daniels already a top 5 quarterback in the league? I know we only have a couple minutes. I mean, based on what he's done, like, see, they've got Joe Burrow 5, just to give you the rest of the picture. Got Joe Burrow 5, Purdy 6, Baker Mayfield, who leads the league in touchdowns, at 7. Now, he's got 8 or 9 interceptions at this point to go with his 21 touchdowns. Herbert cracks the top 10 at 8. Jalen Hurts, who you asked about, was 9, and Mahomes in at 10.
I mean, some of those names, it's hard to think that he's already, like, ahead of.
Yeah, I mean, you can't. All right, in the moment, Patrick Mahomes is not a top 5 quarterback based on what he's done this year, although the team is undefeated.
Right.
They had but Mahomes, Lamar, and Josh Allen, they're top 5. I think all of us would put them in the top 5.
Wouldn't they also put Burrow?
Probably.
Probably, yeah.
By the way, he's doing
the way Goff's
I think
playing,
he's incredible. But
the way Goff's playing, you got to put him in there.
Yeah. He deserves to be there.
I mean, they're 6-1.
You don't want to put Goff in
there. Jaden's doing this with a really talented Terry McLaurin, and let's be honest, just kind of a motley assortment of guys that are cobbling
players.
Together as the
role
number
players.
2 and 3 wide
right.
receivers.
He doesn't have what Burrow has.
Wait until Adam Peters finds a really good number 2 wideout to pair with Terry McLaurin. Wait until that happens. Wait until Ben Sinnott develops some more and becomes more of a threat at tight end. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just think...
You hope.
You hope. Yeah, I mean, like... The other Peters picks have basically hit. I would expect Sinnott to hit at some point, too.
800-636-1067. Is he a top 5 quarterback already?
Yes. He is.
And he's doing it. You have him ranked above Patrick Mahomes?
I mean, I haven't done my own rankings. But
I know, but you kind of have to. It doesn't take long to come up with.
So you've got him higher than Burrow and Mahomes.
Yeah. I had to start a franchise right now, I'd pick him over both of those guys.
You pick him over Mahomes?
You take him over Patrick Mahomes, who's got multiple Super Bowls.
I mean,
would you pick him over?
I think that's
okay,
crazy.
So let's just see. Hold
up. Play has declined.
Would you pick him over Lamar?
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything.
It has something to do with the surrounding players.
Of course. They went out and spent money on Hollywood Brown. He hasn't played. Xavier Worthy's
been okay. His best receiver
is
out for the year.
Travis Kelce is getting up there in years. He's declining. I mean, we see that. Even though he's had an uptick of late.
He still makes plays, even though statistically they're not comparable to what he did the last few years. He still makes plays to win games late.
Understood.
Would you pick him above Lamar and Josh Allen?
No, that's
okay,
a bridge
so
too
Lamar,
far.
So that's it.
That's a bridge
no,
too far.
No, because then
that's
you're
it.
Saying he's the best quarterback in
right.
the league.
Not ready to make that statement
you
yet.
You can't say that.
So based on only 2 guys, because you'd pick him above Goff.
Yeah. Generally,
well, yeah,
would.
Because he likes the fact that he runs, which you have to like.
I like the fact that he's going to score 10 rushing touchdowns.
Would you pick him above Joe Burrow?
Yes.
He's your number 3 in the league.
He's my
That's
guy.
That's fair.
Joe Burrow's currently number 1 in QBR in the league.
I know, but his team's 2 games under 500.
Well, I mean, can only do so much.
All right, we have to take a break because when we come back, we'll be joined by a legend in the broadcasting game. Perhaps you've heard of him. His name is Jim Nantz, and he works for CBS Sports. He will join us next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time to head to the BetQL guest hotline. Shortly, we will be joined by Jim Nantz from CBS Sports. He'll be on the show in just a bit. Haven't talked to him in a while, so it'll be good to reconnect with him. And don't forget, before the show is done, we'll give you a chance to win Metallica tickets and $100 gift cards to Metropolitan Hospitality Group. But I believe Jim Nantz is joining us right now.
So Nancy called the Hail Mary, right?
Oh, yeah.
And he's calling the Ravens game this week.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot to talk to Jim about.
So back and forth, coast to coast.
Yep. Busy man.
Jim, what's up, buddy?
Hello, friends.
Yes.
Good morning.
Jim, are you calling us from heaven on earth, also known as Pebble Beach?
Oh, I know it sounds dreamy right now, but I'm in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is pretty spectacular also. But, man, I'm so happy to be back with you guys. I've missed my sports junkies for a while.
Where you
it's been?
Been
a while, yeah. You're right.
Where you been, man?
We got to get you in studio when you next time you're around, for sure.
You know what? Last week was the week to do it. I should have been on top of it. I should have called and invited myself over, but I would have come.
Yeah,
I would've.
You're always welcome. You know that. So, obviously, we got to get your impressions of Jaden. I mean, the last play is what it is, and your call was spectacular as usual.
Oh, thank you.
But just like, what did you think in the kind of the days leading up to him, meeting him, talking to him, you know, talking to the coaches about him, all of that?
Well, I thought all along he was going to play. Now, remember, this was the second Commanders game for us in 3 weeks. We had him up the road in Baltimore, met with him there in person. Last week, we did not meet in person. We Zoomed with them on Friday morning. And of course, at that time, there was all the question marks about whether or not he would play. We even had a long, great meeting with Marcus Mariota, just in case. But the prevailing feeling I had, even though they didn't give me any hint, was that he would play. It's probably driven by the fact that Tony had dealt with a number of rib injuries in his career and never missed a game. They always found a way to numb it and get him out on the field. And anyway, my impressions of him, it's all A++. It's just when you see it with your own eyes and not on a monitor at home, and you see the precision, you see the comfort with moving around in the pocket, making things happen. You see his ability as a rookie to audible, call plays, no huddle at the line. I mean, that's like year four, year five stuff. So the position is, it has been conquered. You know, Washington has his quarterback for a long, long time. And by the way, Dan Quinn, I have always admired Dan Quinn. Mm-hmm. Back to the days when he was an assistant out in Seattle. So all these guys, you meet them on the journey. And, of course, he went to Atlanta, had a few of his games there, did a lot of the Cowboy games when he was the D coordinator. There's something about his motivational tactics, his way of communicating with people. He's like, man, he's the best. He's amazing. And I'm very excited to see the rebirth of the Washington franchise. It's been down for so long, and I know what the fan base is like there. I mean, it's exciting. This is a great boost to the league. And for neutral football fans to see Washington relevant and to know they're going to be relevant for a long time.
Hey, Jim, can you describe the mood in the stadium even before the Hail Mary? Because you're talking about the fan base being re-energized, haven't seen it for years. I'm sure that you and Tony and the whole staff there could feel what it was like in the stadium even before the Hail Mary happened.
I got to the stadium at 11:30 for a 4:25 game. Saw it come to life. I hadn't been there since the Thursday night game back when we had TNF, maybe 2017, 2018, I can't remember. But, yeah, it was electric. The matchup had so much sizzle to it with Caleb coming in and the Bears being hot. But more than that, it was just the fact that the home crowd had wielded its influence on the other home games, including the week prior against Carolina. Well, look, in the game, how many pre-snap penalties were there against Chicago? Five, maybe? I mean, the fans are making a difference. There's unquestionably the 12th man kind of attitude there. It's always been there. It's just it hasn't been able to kind of bubble to the surface here for a long time.
Jim, were you and Tony specifically kind of shocked that Caleb struggled so and just looked completely lost in the first half?
A little bit. Yes.
Because I did not expect that.
Well, I didn't either. Now, I had two straight weeks where I had a really good young quarterback look awful at times. I had the week before Houston at Green Bay, and C.J. Stroud threw for 86 yards. And it wasn't his fault. He never could even breathe before a defender was on him. And it, I mean, 86 yards? That doesn't happen in the league anymore. Never threw a pick, but it was just running for your life every time you took a snap and it was a pass play. So I think some of it had to do for Caleb with the fact that they had a revolving door at left tackle. And once you started moving people around, even the left guard, Jenkins went out. I've lost his name for a second here. But they were out of order, out of place on their line, moving a guy from over here to move him to the left side and all this. And I think that had a lot to do with it. I think he was uncomfortable. And that's a credit to the Washington defensive plan. But he sure came to life in the fourth quarter, most of his yardage came in the fourth.
Right.
It was an interesting game in this respect. It was all field goals for the longest time. And those don't usually generate, you know, a lot of excitement. And then they had Swift break one, 12-7. And then the fourth quarter was suspenseful. You had the botch play by the Bears down at the goal line. That was stunning, that play call and the way it was executed. They said, I bet after the game, they had practiced it and repped it many times, but it sure didn't look like it. I'm sure they had. And then to get the ball back, go down a score, and it didn't feel like all day that Washington was in danger of losing the game. It felt like pure domination. And now you're going to lose this game? And the only way you can win it is to heave a pass that travels 65 yards in the air? It was, as far as Hail Mary goes, I think I said it on the air. I haven't gone back to look at it. But I said it was like the easiest catch at the end of a Hail Mary. It just like dropped in his hands.
Yep.
Well, there were so many side stories because you guys had showed the video of Caleb in high school at Gonzaga against our high school, DeMatha. Eric and I went there. And then, of course, that happens on the flip side. And then you had Tyreek Stevenson, you know, talking to the fans when the ball's in the air, basically. I mean, there were so many side stories to that.
Well, that video is quite an indictment. I don't know that I've ever seen at this level anybody ever be so lacking in focus with a game still undecided. I mean, and this is the NFL. And Matt Eberflus, Tony knows this from having Matt on the staff when he was the Cowboy quarterback, Matt measures in practice and in games loafing plays. It's a big thing for him. Loaf. You always should be the first to the ball. It goes on. Everybody's is evaluated and graded on that. So it's always running to the ball, always running it out, always running through the base kind of in baseball. And then you got a guy spinning off in his own orbit with a back turn to the line of scrimmage. And you end up being the guy that tips the ball. Who knows what kind of position you might have been in if you actually had your head in the game. I read his apology after the game, which was smart to be preemptive. That's going to be a hard one to live down, though.
How would you compare Caleb and Jaden just in terms of their mentality, the way they approach the game, their off-the-field stuff, all of that? How would you compare them?
Well, I've had one Caleb game. I've had now two Jaden games, so it's hard to say. I mean, they're both going to be superstars, and I don't want to pick one over the other, even though right now Jaden's got the edge, no question. And there's something about Daniels that's different than anybody I've ever seen in the league, and I've been covering a long time. He has the elusiveness to extend plays, and it's not at a Lamar Jackson level, but it's pretty smooth. You know, it's chaos is really what scrambling. It's a desperation play most of the time. He makes it look easy, but he's not like doing 360s and hurdling people and slashing. But he somehow he gets tremendous rushing yardage. His passing is, I know he was probably not as accurate on Sunday because of the injury. Still pretty darn good. But what I saw up at Baltimore, this is why he's like 76% or whatever these Star Wars numbers are. His precision is amazing. Again, I watch the plays with my own eyes, and I go to the monitor when the ball is dead. I'm watching it, and it's just amazing what it looks like sometimes when you're in person to see the ball come off the hands of these NFL quarterbacks. It's impressive. Comparisons are a dangerous game. But his passing is, it's right up there. The accuracy, look at the strength. There's a lot to it. Guy's got an arm. That is some weapon.
Joined by Jim Nantz, CBS Sports lead play-by-play announcer. How far do you think this Commanders team can go this season as they're currently constructed? Do you think they can make a deep playoff run?
Well, look, at the beginning of the year, if you would have said they're going to make the playoffs, everybody would have already thrown a parade.
Yeah.
You know, knowing that's the kind of season you get to enjoy. I think they're a playoff team. It's easy to say that now where they are with their record. They could win that division. I mean, the NFC is truly wide open. San Francisco's not the juggernaut that a lot of people anticipated they would be decimated by injury. And by the way, if McCaffrey comes back and he's healthy, they still are missing key guys. And they're going to still be dangerous if Christian's back. Detroit looks like the team to beat. But in that division, my goodness, you got Philadelphia's a little better than actually kind of the vibe around Philly right now. And you guys in Washington still have two games to play with them. So, I mean, I think it's – I don't want to eliminate Dallas yet, but there's just so much up in the air. So many bad performances to this point. Some of them at home. It feels like a Eagles Commanders chase for the division. So, you know, let's see where they go in the playoffs. Look at the matchups. But yeah, I don't think there's any fear with this team. None. I know there's not with Jaden. He's played enough big games in college level and.
Well, the other thing, Jim, that everyone's talking about is just the sort of the brotherhood. They keep using that word, brotherhood. The culture that Quinn has brought and the guys he's brought in here, it's been kind of incredible.
It's all Dan.
Yeah.
You know, Matt Ryan's a good friend of mine. He works for us now in the studio. And he played for Dan. And I know he thought he was the best he'd ever been around. It's just unfortunate that you know, the game that they blew in the Super Bowl to New England up 28-3, that just should not be the way you define this man's ability to coach. And that was not all on him in any capacity. I mean, they won the NFC Championship. And, you know, there are a lot of decisions that were made in that game that are made by the staff. But, yeah, that was a twist of fate that really hurts. But there might be a very you know, happy reversal of that storyline somewhere down the road. Because players believe in him. You know, they still believed in him when they when he was jettisoned from the Falcons. And he had been there like 6 years. So sometimes the message for some of these guys, it's got a short lifespan. Dan's never got watered down or diluted. His team's always played for him. And he was a prize find in the offseason. So I think they'll be.
We're in good hands.
Great ride. Great. Yep. You've got, I'm telling you, you've got a guy up there, that plus the guy just north of you in Baltimore, John Harbaugh. Those two coaches, phenomenal. Both of them, A+.
Yep, and you'll be calling Ravens Broncos this weekend, Jim. We really do appreciate the time, and we'll have to get you in here next time you're in the D.C. area.
Well, I'd like to be with you DeMatha boys. I didn't know that about you. I'm learning all along.
Look at that.
About you guys.
Yeah, there you go.
Look at that.
Are only you, two of the guys are DeMatha boys.
That's all right. Don't be jealous.
All of you. I know that.
Don't be jealous. Are you in town? What's the next golf thing? Do we have any golf in town anymore?
Nothing.
No, DC's a golf desert.
That was a kid. I get close this year. There's going to be a one-year event in Philadelphia up the road.
Well, maybe we go up there.
Road trip. Yeah, road trip to see Nancy.
Nancy.
I'd love that.
All right, Jim, thanks again so much, man. We do appreciate it.
You guys, if you make it there. Thanks, guys. You are the best, too.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Jim. Bye-bye. Jim Nantz, CBS Sports lead play-by-play announcer, taking some time for the Junks, which is much appreciated.
Wait, what are they doing up in Philly? What are they doing up there? We have to find out.
I don't know.
Is that a PGA Tour?
Yeah. PGA Championship.
Are they having
That's at, or is that in Frisco?
I'll look at
whatever
the schedule.
They're having. We might be worth it. It's a 2-hour drive.
See, where's U.S. Open next?
You know how silly it
was? Should know that, Valdez. I'm kind of disappointed you don't know.
Wells Fargo is at Truist. That's what it says. May.
In May?
Yeah.
Dude, you know how silly it was when we were up there in the booth and he's just doing his
thing? It was pretty cool.
He slides in a little Junkies reference.
Yeah.
Sir Nick Faldo. I wasn't there. Her Nick Faldo wasn't exactly
the same.
Care.
Sir he Nick was Faldo
fine.
To you,
he
JP.
Was fine. He didn't care, though.
Not just Nick Faldo.
He did pose for a picture with us.
I'm more of an Immelman guy anyways.
You are. that's pretty cool.
He's a good dude.
Yeah.
Good to take some time out for the Junks.
Yeah, we botched it. We should have had him in the studio last week.
Yeah, what are you going to do? He's a busy guy.
Your mic crackles.
He's a busy man.
He's come in before.
Hey, we got to wait for our putting mat to get here. Before you have.
You know what? It's in Laurel right now.
You're tracking your putting mat?
I tracked it during
the show. Can we get him to sign it?
Remember all the time he spent talking about this fancy putter that he got?
Yeah.
I heard him during the break. You're done with it?
Well, I might get the broomstick version.
Hey, broomsticks are big on Halloween.
Yeah. I just feel like I could get it on. I started online better with the... With the longer putter.
They outlawed the belly putter or whatever.
I mean, it's the same thing. You just can't
allowed to anchor.
You just can't anchor against your body. Now, you could do an arm lock. You could do a Matt Kuchar arm lock.
They don't really enforce the anchor.
You can do with whatever you want with your boys.
Matt Kuchar, he has an arm lock when it comes to tipping. He's that arm lock.
Bernhard Langer has that thing against his bony chest all the time.
Well, isn't he 70 years old? Yeah. He probably should.
Right. I don't know. I'm probably going to go to golf today. We'll see.
Let's do it.
Spot. You never know. What'd you say?
It's my spot.
That is your, no, but I go to the one in Rockville.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. Sometimes I go to the one in Tyson's.
Randy over there.
You dress up as a good putter?
Yeah.
Nice. It would be impossible.
You won't lend him your gift card for his trip to golf them today.
Correct.
Will you? Probably won't do
You've
that.
You've never said anything more truthful.
Yeah. All right, speaking of gift cards, people can line up right now because we have not one, but two $100 gift cards to Metropolitan Hospitality Group. We're going to give those away along with two pairs of tickets to see Metallica when they come to Northwest Stadium. It's going to be very simple. We're just going to bring up one caller at a time. We'll give you a name of a horror movie character. If you can name the movie that they star in, you will win said prize because, hello, it is Halloween. 800-636-1067. You can get lined up right now. We'll be right back.
Save the best for last.
It's a great one. Very recognizable music. Love it.
The best ever.
I'll be listening to that throughout the day today. And certainly when darkness falls after the kids are all done, I'll pop on the original Halloween. That's the only way that you should do Halloween is by watching the original John Carpenter classic.
Where will you find it?
Anywhere. I'm just broadcasting probably on AMC.
AMC has started their marathon AMC's got already.
I have it in my YouTube TV library. I mean, I have many ways to access it.
I think they always show it at 8, and then they show the newer one later at night.
Eric Bickle may lend me his VHS copy of Halloween. I could use that.
He already told me he's going to cancel his plans to go see his daughter play.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So he can watch Halloween.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, instead. That sounds like a thing he would do.
That's what he told me.
Yeah. All right, so we do have some really good prizes to give away. We have $100 gift cards to Metropolitan Hospitality Group. We have two of those. And we have two pairs of tickets to go see Metallica when their M72 tour stops at Northwest Stadium. That is Wednesday, May 28th, the year 2025, next spring. All right, so it's going to be a very simple game. We will get a caller on the line. I will name a character from, I guess, a pretty famous horror movie. If you tell me the name of the movie, you win the prize. It's that simple.
Pretty simple.
All right, who is up first? And the first contestant is playing for the $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group.
All right, let's go. We're just going to go in order here, Cakes. Let's go to Adam. Is my mic shorting out when
yes.
I move it?
Might need to call Roger.
So he probably needs
to call Roger, the engineer,
in the table or something.
Yeah.
Let's go to Adam, Falls Church. Adam, what's up?
Morning, guys.
Hello, everybody. Adam. Ghostface stars in this popular series or franchise. Name it and you win.
Scream.
He wins.
Congrats.
It's that easy. He wins a $100 gift card courtesy of Metropolitan Hospitality Group. Good at any of our restaurants, Open Road, Circa, Heirloom, Salt, Trio, or El Bebe.
That's a great prize.
All right, so congrats on that. Next contestant is playing for a pair of tickets to go see Metallica.
Jason's pummeling a banana.
Let's go to Jason in Rockville. Hey, Jason.
What's up, boys?
Hey, buddy.
Jason, Jack Torrance is a main character in this horror classic. Jack Torrance.
Ooh. All right. Oh, Jack Torrance is from Nightmare.
Nightmare. Incorrect. Is there even a movie called just Nightmare?
Not
that I know of.
It's The Shining.
It is The Shining, yes.
All right.
Let's cross that one off my list.
He'd be in The Shining. What did the little boy... start screaming with his finger.
Danny. Danny is the boy's name.
What
Danny
do you mean,
Torrance.
You start screaming.
Yeah, I'll do it for you. I'll do it for you. Ready? Ready to be scared? Ready to be terrified? Did his little finger like this? Red rum. Red rum.
Red rum.
Red rum.
Red rum. What is that? Where there's a rap song called Red Rum. Is that where it comes from?
What is Red Rum spelled backwards?
Murder.
Murder.
You're correct.
Is that where that comes from?
Probably.
Probably does.
Red Rob.
That's a rap song.
It's so good. So good.
All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
It does. It certainly does.
All right. Who is this?
Who do we got?
Who's up?
I thought I punched the guy up. No? All right. Let's go to Roy Shenandoah. Roy, what's up?
Morning,
21
guys.
Savage.
Hello, 21 Roy. Savage. Red Rum, right?
Yes. I'm shocked that you know a 21 Savage song. I mean, that's
Come
a great
on, man.
Pull.
Come on,
good
Mike.
Pull.
Come on, Mike. All right, go ahead. Roy Shenandoah.
Roy and Shenandoah. This is for Metallica tickets, my friend. Laurie Strode.
Oh, boy.
Who is Laurie Strode? What does she star in?
He doesn't know.
I mean, that's the original Halloween. I mean, that's just such a layup.
All right, let's go. Let's go to our guy, Keith and Laurel. Hey, Keith.
Hi there, boys.
Hey, buddy.
All right, Keith. Art the Clown.
Art the Clown.
Art the Clown.
That's a ninth circle.
That's incorrect, sir.
I think it's what Kevin was talking about maybe
Terrifier.
A month ago.
Terrifier.
Terrifier.
Turns out our listeners are not big.
Valdez watched it. Said
scary
he was,
movie guys.
Said he was terrified. So it's an apt title.
So I watched the first one. But gory.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to. It's got to be a female, right? Ladies first. Let's go to Annie in Arlington. Hey, Annie.
What year was Art the or Terrifier?
Hey, Annie. How are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I interrupted somebody.
That's
I'm okay. How are you all?
Hello, Annie. You're playing for Metallica tickets here.
Okay.
Here's the character name. Name the movie. Pennywise.
Oh. Pennywise. I have heard of.
Need the movie name.
I actually know that one.
She got it.
She snuck it in. She wins.
Well done.
She gets two tickets.
I had to think.
Two tickets to Metallica M72 tour with special guest Pantera and Suicidal Tendencies Wednesday, May 28th at Northwest Stadium. Tickets are on sale now. They are courtesy of Live Nation.
All right,
congrats.
Nice job.
You're heading to that show.
For some reason, I believe her. At first, I thought she was just Googling and waiting and waiting and waiting, but yeah. I actually did.
It was just coming.
All right,
to
we
her.
Have one more of each prize.
We do?
Yeah,
right.
We sure do.
Let's go to Henry. Hey, Henry.
What's going on?
Hey, buddy.
Henry, your name is Damien Thorne. What movie?
Damien Thorne. Never heard that one in my life.
Well, I guarantee you've heard the first name.
You've heard Damien.
Yeah, you're not an old school.
Damien, the Omen? The Omen?
Yeah, I mean, you gave him the buzzer, but what are you going to do?
But he got it. He actually did get it.
He got it. He just did
get
it. I threw him with the thorn at the end. All right, you also win a $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group. Congrats to you. So we're out of those. We have one more pair of Metallica tickets left to give away.
Do you know who Damien was, EB?
No.
He was the devil's son.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Born of a jackal?
Born of a jackal. Yes, that's correct, JP.
Let's go to...
Good omen knowledge over there.
Well, I watched that at your house probably when I was 12 years old, and I remember sprinting back to my house because it terrified me.
It is a pretty terrifying movie, no doubt.
Let's go to Greg, St. Mary's. Hey, Greg.
Hey, what's up, boys?
Hey, buddy.
Greg in St. Mary's, you are playing for the last pair of Metallica tickets. Reagan McNeil. What movie?
Reagan McNeil. I'm going to go with The Exorcist.
That's
winner.
A good one.
You win. Job
Linda
well done.
Blair.
You have tickets to Metallica's M72 tour. You will enjoy that. I can guarantee you that.
That's the
Congrats.
First one that I didn't know. Do you enjoy the Jordan Peele movies? They're not, I mean, some of them are horror. They're kind of like horror slash thriller.
I really liked Get Out.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen some of his latest offerings.
I thought
but
he
I
was like a
out.
Comedian guy, no?
He is, but he's now a big-time director.
What's the one, and I don't know if this was Jordan Peele. I remember Jason was super into it. I finally saw it. Not Cabin in the Woods, but Batista's part of it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's
can't remember the name of it, but it was kind of strange.
I think it is Cabin in the Woods.
It was an M. Night Shyamalan, wasn't it?
Yeah. Haven't seen it. Maybe I'm missing out.
JP, what? It might be Knock at the Cabin.
Yeah,
Knock at the Cabin.
Cabin in the Woods is different.
Aldi's, what is this song you're playing? I'm unfamiliar.
That's from Rosemary's Baby.
That's
you know what?
One too.
That's a hole in my game. I've never seen Rosemary's Baby. Am I just completely missing out?
It's a classic.
Am I like Mike Marr over there who hasn't seen a horror movie in the last 20 years?
It's a classic.
Cakes, are you going to be dressed as DQ all day today? Or are you going to take a little reprieve in the middle of the day?
Well, I might take the headset and the fake glasses
He's been walking around
off.
With the headset and everything
well,
for 4 hours.
I'm in character, EB.
Yeah.
I'm channeling DQ over here.
Was that your idea or was that Amy's idea?
It was my idea.
It was.
She helped me with it.
She ordered
the glasses from Amazon. My daughter put together the... My little communications box here out of an old Crackberry I had somehow in my office.
Oh,
I still have a,
I didn't even notice that detail.
I didn't either.
Yeah, look with the commander's logo.
I'll tell you what. Cakes went all in.
He
did.
Coach Quinn. Cakes Quinn right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
if you haven't seen the picture, go to our Instagram page.
Is Amy going to dress
up? Sports Junkies Radio.
I don't think she's dressing up.
Does she like to dress up?
She's not a big dresser up. Every once in a while, she'll dress up on Halloween.
She will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're intimating. She'd be a role player dresser up.
I'm just asking. Does she like to dress up? I was
no, all, not really.
What about cakes? Is cakes like that?
No, I mean, I'm sure. Yeah, you think I dress up? This guy, I'm sure.
I'm just curious.
And also, by the way, I did have to take, it's been a while since I've shaved from my ears down all the way through my beard.
You did it yourself?
I did it myself, yes.
Yeah, that's unlike you.
And of course, my head is clean shaven like Dan Quinn's.
Right. Like, I mean, he kind of does look like Dan Quinn cakes, right?
A little bit.
Like
a little
mini
bit.
Looks a lot like Dan Quinn.
Yeah. There you go. I mean, I can't come in here with a patchy dome.
Talk about all the different days that you have, like on your schedule.
Well, we've got Tell the Truth Monday.
Yeah, right.
We probably have Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Just like you sold that from Jason.
Right.
Competition Wednesday.
Competition Wednesday.
Of course, everybody knows about Open Line Thursday.
Thursday. Right.
And
What's Friday?
It's F It Friday.
F It Friday?
Right. Sure, those are my days.
The only thing is Quinn's goatee is straight up all white.
I know, yeah. I could have done that, but yeah. I didn't. How am I going to make it white?
I think he actually looked. Now, you've gone for the Quinn look, mm-hmm. but before that, people were noting that you were looking like the slimmed down Brian Daboll.
Ooh,
is that good?
With the beard.
I hope I'm a little slimmer than Brian Daboll, even though he's lost a bunch of weight.
Right. I think he looks more like Quinn.
You're locked in on Quinn.
Yeah, I'm locked.
Maybe it's just the hat backwards that's doing it for me.
Sure. He wears glasses.
Are you going to have are the kids going to be over this weekend again to watch the game? Like, you know, how many kids will be at the house?
At least Juliet probably
for sure.
Brendan too.
So they're going
to
be
group gathering to watch the comms.
Does Amy sit in there and watch
She
too?
Watches.
She tolerates
and Winnie.
It?
Winnie watches too.
Winnie the dog.
She likes to be around everybody. She's apparently a Commanders fan.
Does Amy watch or is she like on her computer or on her iPad?
She's on her computer some, but yeah. she got caught up in the Hail Mary like, of course, right. Everybody did.
And Amy's, she totally locked in. Like, you don't have to explain rules to her and everything. Like,
no, she knows
everything.
Football. Yeah, okay. She was like a football manager back in high school. Like, she knows.
Did she date the quarterback?
She knows ball. I don't know if she dated the quarterback or not. That I don't have that nugget.
She did date.
Where
somebody
did she go to high school?
No, it was like
Whitman.
The college.
Whitman. That's right.
No, yeah. Somebody dated Jerome Williams, but it was like a stepsister.
Her foster sister dated right. Jerome Williams.
But didn't you know like her boyfriend? Then he died or something.
I mean,
oh,
yeah.
Geez.
I think he did. Right?
He died.
Yeah, and then you swooped in after he died later.
No, he died later.
Right. Right.
Post us getting together.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I had no hand in it. He just died.
Like, I mean, it was just like a
trying
tragedy.
Not to laugh about it.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah, it was like a tragedy.
I guess it's possible.
I barely knew the guy. So
we're
like,
at that age, we might all have exes that are dead.
it's very possible.
Well, I mean, we got classmates.
We got classmates passing.
I mean, yeah. Garage's passed.
Sad.
Yeah. It's crazy.
No, man, why are we ending the Halloween show on a bummer?
Because it's Halloween.
Please, can you play some good Halloween music on the out, please? Instead of yelling at Drab and not listening to me. Look behind the glass.
Why is he yelling?
What's the
text? Have fun with Bit Season today.
Oh, what are you? Why are you guys fighting?
No, we're not fighting. Uh-huh. We're in agreement about something.
We're in agreement about
something. There's a discrepancy amongst one of the prize picks.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
What do you mean a discrepancy?
I think you want to fill us in.
Is it a fake name or something?
No, Art the Clown is from the Ninth Circle. It's the original movie before Terrifier.
And
Keith,
oh, really?
And Keith from Laurel. Cakes botched it.
I didn't know. How am I going to know
that?
Well,
did he get? I can't. Did the
so Keith from Laurel was actually correct?
Yes.
But
what do we do? How do we
was,
make Keith whole?
I don't know, but
I'm trying to figure that out.
We're trying to figure that out.
Oh man, what a disaster!
I didn't mean to have such controversy at the end of the show.
Maybe Cakes will have to give him something out of his like personal.
I would stop right there.
Okay. Well, you know what?
You did not learn your lessons from the last time.
Whoops.
I'm not saying anything.
You know what?
That can't be a big deal. This is the tiniest. Hey, prize
it's the
ever.
Biggest. It's the biggest deal ever.
You know what?
It's really shit.
They got to deal with that.
It's fine.
It's fine.
They'll make it happen.
Okay. You know what, JP? Not our department.
Yeah,
it isn't.
All right, we got to get out of here. Thank God the show's over. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.